Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come before thy throne of grace this morning with our hearts full of thanksgiving, full of praises, full of worship, full of adoration for your goodness unto us in the land of the living. Thank you for your cares over us in the past week. Thank you for the blessing we received last Sunday services and the beginning of this special meetings, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you very much for your grace upon your servant on Wednesday. Thank you very much, O Lord our God, for traveling masses you granted to your servant, O Lord our God, to the minister's meeting, Lord. Thank you very much for your saving power. Thank you for your protections and cares. Thank you for watching over our lives, O Lord, since we left here on Wednesday. To God be the glory. Thank you for helping the workers. Thank you for helping the business people. Thank you for helping the students. Thank you for the holidays, Heavenly Father, the federal government declare. Thank you for your people, that the way they enjoy their holidays. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Our loving, merciful Father, thank you for bringing us from far and near this morning into your house, the house of prayer, the house of correction, where righteousness goes forth. We appreciate you, Heavenly Father, for the testimony of what you have done for your people. Glory be to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Our Father and our God, we thank you very much for the Sunday school period. Glory be to your name. Thank you for your blessings, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, our Savior, we thank you indeed, O Lord our God, for the song service. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you for the instrument users. Thank you for the officers at the post of duty. Thank you very much, O Lord our God, for the special number that were rendered. All this is to prepare our hearts, O Lord, for what you have in store for us. May you help us this day. Have your way in our midst. Take absolute control of the atmosphere, Lord. We pray that you will glorify your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we commit our pastor into your hands, O Lord, who is present in your nature. May you be with him, O Lord. Amen. May your grace be his sufficiency, Lord. Use him to be a blessing unto your people. Pass through him, Heavenly Father. May you come to be his strength and help, O Lord. We also commit Brother Sam to your hands, who is present in Ekpoma this morning. O Lord, our God, special invitation, Heavenly Father. O Lord, we pray that you will be with him, Lord. Thank you for joining mercy granted unto him yesterday and his host. Honor and glory be thine. Our Lord and our God, we pray that you'll be with him, O Lord. Strengthen him, O Lord. Use him to be a blessing unto your people. Thank you, our Master. No doubt the Sunday school must have ended over there. Be with him in the morning service and the afternoon service, respectively. And, O Lord, during the week, O Lord, have thy way, Heavenly Father. Amen. Lord, rejoice the souls of your people in thy salvation. Lord, as we gather this morning, we commit each one of us to your hands, from the oldest to the least, O Lord, may you take absolute control. Amen. Both men and women, boys and girls, brothers and sisters, oh God, may you have your way, Lord. Amen. May the Holy Spirit have the preeminence in the name of Jesus Christ. Whichever way the enemy wants to rob us of the blessing you have in store for us, we rebuke the devil. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Evil spirit that causes wandering minds, O Lord, Father God in heaven, just take absolute control. Father, overcome the weaknesses for us, O Lord. Spirit that causes people to doze off and to sleep off, O Lord. Oh, Papa God, we rebuke the enemy. Amen. Have a way, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. May we not cooperate with the enemy. Give us victory in our soul. Bless this service this evening, this morning, and this afternoon. Help your servant, O Lord. Be his strength and help, O Lord. Pass through him unto us. Make him a channel of blessing. May the purpose of this service be accomplished in righteousness. Amen. To the glory and honor of your name. May you bring sinners under conviction, Lord. May you set the captives free. Amen. May you baptize souls with the Holy Ghost. May you turn backsliders unto you. May you refill those who have been filled. May you promote your kingdom in the lives of your people. May you heal the sick and the afflicted. Thank you, our Master. Be with the saints across the nation, in other lands, O Lord. Be with Brother Joseph Oyedepo over there in Sapele, Brother Mota, O Lord, in Auchi. Have your way, Father. Amen. Glory be to your name, Lord. Father, help us to be cooperative. Have your way, Father. Walk upon every soul, Lord. May this blessing never elude any of us. Glorify your name, Lord. May we have testimony of your visitation in our midst. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' holy name, we pray with faith and with all thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you. Sorry. Excuse me. Sorry. There's going to be water baptism. At the end of this morning service, brother met me this morning. Then the young brother that wanted to do water baptism, but because of the instrumental, meeting they had last week, he couldn't do the water baptism.
Arakunrin to fe se lose to koja sugbon tori nini se pelu titu awon ero ti won le se lose to koja.
So if you are ready,
te ba se tan,
the water is ready for you.
Omi ti wa, o ti se tan for you.
Let's sing this song.
E je ka ko orin yi.
With understanding,
pelu oye,
with revelation,
pelu ifihan.
God bless you.
Ki Olorun abuko fun yin o.
Shall we rise up on our feet?
E je ka dide lese wa.
Master, speak that servant heareth, waiting for thy gracious word, longing for thy voice that cheereth. Master, let it now be heard. I am listening, Lord, for thee. What hast thou to say to me? Many other boys than
thine,
many one with echo stealing from the walls of thee, thy shrine. Let
Jeki owure atijo ni ko so kale bayi.
Master, speak and amen.
O se pa gugu awon o to ku mo.
Master, speak go list and know. Let me not on heart amen. Master, speak for
Oluwa
so thou know.
Wash up my book and in your coming.
All thy yearning of my heart. No. Speak and make me bless
thee.
Master, speak
and
make me ready when thy voice is true.
Ati aba gbo ready to
talk. We
pelu igboro
ni
ayo
that
asi setan
ati
tele gbo oro ti iwo yo so. Oluwa ebi tati si o soro Oluwa soro Oluwa ba mi soro
speak to me ba Oluwa
Oluwa daruko mi
let me know
ewo emi lo ba soro.
Speak that I may
soro
Oluwa
ti
with a step more firm
pelu okan to peye
free
si wa lominira.
In the sight of God.
Aje alajori lowo Olorun.
May God help us this morning.
Olorun wa lowo loro yi.
Reach out and touch the Lord.
E jade ke fowo to Oluwa.
Reach out and touch the Lord.
Lati gbo ebe okan ebe adura re ori koja iseju yi lati fun o ni oti okan re sawari. Na wa jade mo fowa ko Oluwa o ti re koja lo
us to rejoice in your salvation, in your deliverance, in your blessings, in your power. Lord, to reflect to us all that you are.
Yes.
Master, Savior, help every one of us. Help me especially as I depend on you. For me, the interpreter to you as well, you help us here. Jehovah, Father, at the end of this service, gracious Lord, let it be that your name will be glorified and the blessings will be our portion. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Let's open our Bible to Revelation chapter 6. Read verse
1
to
2.
And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw and behold a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer.
Ebe si ri nigba ti odo agutan na si okan ninu awon edidi won ni mo si gbo okan ninu awon eda laye merin ni n wi bi eni sisan ara pe wa wo mo si wo si kiyesi esin funfun kan eni ti o si joko lori re ni orun kan a si fi ade kan fun o si jade lo lati isegun de isegun.
The Lord has his blessings to the reading and the hearing of his words. God bless you. We welcome everybody this morning. Trusting that the Almighty God will reflect, reveal himself to every one of us. God bless you. Because of our time, let's go straight to the sermon before us, the first seal.
Tori akoko a lo san si iwasu to wa niwaju wa. ti se idi akoko.
I have retitled it the teaching on the revealed seven seals.
Mo fun ni akori titun ti a pe ni eko lori awon idi meje ti a ti se paya.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Now we're talking about the thunder.
I'm sorry, Lori Ara.
Yes, the prophet said in paragraph 146.
Yeah, Papa Bolo 146.
That when the lamb took the book,
and
broke the first seal, God spoke from his eternal throne to say what that seal was to be revealed. But when it was placed before John, it was in a symbol. When John saw it, it was still a mystery. Why? It wasn't even revealed right then. It cannot be revealed until what he said here at the end time.
When
the thunder, remember, a loud clapping noise of the thunder is the voice of God. Yes, it's the voice of God. That's what the Bible says. See, a clap of thunder. They thought it was a thunder. But it was God. He understood it. That's Christ. Thank you, my brother. He understood it. Yes, for it was revealed to him. See, it was a thunder. And notice, the first seal opened. Yes, when it was opened in the symbol form, it thundered. Then what about when it opened in its reality form? Yes, it thundered as soon as the lamb struck back the seal. Yes. And what did he reveal? Not all of itself. First, the prophet told us there are three stages of this seal. When it opened. Yes. First, it's with God. Yes. Then it is a symbol. Then it's revealed. Three things. See, it's coming forth from the throne. First, it can be seen, heard, or nothing. Yeah, it is sealed up. The Lamb's blood paid the price. As we read in Revelation chapter 5, where one of the elders was calling for a king's marriage. Who is worthy to open the book? To take the book from the hand of he that sits upon the throne. And to open the seal thereof. There was nobody worthy. And the prophet said, what that announcement meant was that I was asking for a king's marriage. And the angels, as we said in their right, they were righteous. They were sinless.
Yeah.
But they were not kinsmen to us. So we, by the law of redemption of Jehovah, there must be a kinsman that will be ready to take the responsibility of redemptive work. And the prophet said, this redeemer, this kinsman must have four qualities. First, he must be willing to do it.
He
must be willing to, you know, pay the price for this redemptive work. Yeah. He must be just. Yeah. He must not be with evil things. Yeah. He must be worthy enough to pay. He must be worthy enough to pay. And then the fourth one, he must make a public testimony. And the prophet told her that Jesus Christ qualified for that. Yeah, he was willing. That is why he came from heaven to
her.
Yeah, to show us the way. And then he paid the price. He was worthy enough to meet what it required for our redemption to be paid.
Yeah.
He's a just man.
Yeah,
and he was willing to make the public testimony. And he was crucified publicly.
That's
a public testimony.
Praise
be to God.
Hallelujah.
And in that sermon, case my redeemer, the prophet said that the person that was nearest to us, especially, you know, in the case of Ruth and Boaz, there was a man that was nearer than Boaz.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could have done the work of redemption. But he was not interested. And the prophet said, we too, we had a nearer kinsman. That was the devil. But he was not qualified, you know, based on these four requirements.
Yes.
One, he was not just. He's a liar. He's wicked. He's a thief. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So he was not righteous. So he's not everything that is on the earth. That Adam lost them to him. He didn't own them. Because by the redemptive work of Christ, everything is coming back to us. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
And he was not ready to make the public testimony. Why should I mind my own inheritance?
Yeah.
So, our case married him and paid the price. That was why it was possible for the seal to be opened. Praise be to God. Alright. The prophet said, here, in paragraph, okay, let me get this one out here. Three things about the thunder. And then the prophet said, when he thundered, when the thunder spoke out, then the white horse rider started out. Paragraph 150. He thundered when he spoke it out. And when he did, a white horse rider started out. And he still was a symbol. The first, he thundered. When the beast called John to come and see,
and
then I heard, as it were, the noise of a thunder. Then the next thing, no, we know that the voice of God was the thunder.
So,
when the voice of God went out, then the white horse rider moved out. The prophet said, when he spoke out, then the white horse rider started out. And that horse, white horse rider, is still a symbol.
See?
He said, now watch. He said, it will be known in the last day who that horse rider is. But he comes forth in a church symbol. Yes, he come up in the church symbol. Do you understand it, church? He come forth a symbol of a church that they know there is a seal, but just what it is yet they don't know, because it's a white horse rider, and his only is to be revealed at the last day, when this actual seal is broken. Broken to who? Not to Christ, but to the church. Yes, to the church of Jesus Christ. Not to the denomination. Notice now. Oh my. That just makes me tremble. When Abraham thought of that, to say that it's been revealed to the church, it's to be revealed to the church. The
brother
said, it makes me tremble. I hope that the church truly understands it. What I mean, you people, I'm going to call you bride.
See,
that you will understand it. The voice is a thunder. The voice came from where? From the throne where the lamb had just left as an intercessor. Yes, and he is standing here to take his position and his
claims.
Yes, but the thunder came from the inside of the throne. Thundered out. And the lamb was standing out here. The thunder. Where the lamb had left. Where left the father's throne. To go take his own throne. Glory. Now don't miss it. The prophet said, we all know. Now we know that the throne that Jesus is going to take, his own throne, like on Wednesday we talk about him coming in three sons' name. Yeah, the Son of Man, he had come as a God prophet. Yes, he came in that. And he also came in the name of the Son of God, the Holy Spirit, operating in the seven churches, and then the Son of David during the millennium. Yes. But the prophet told us that in between the Son of David and the Son of God, yes, that the promise is there that says that the Son of Man must be revealed again. And if it's going to reveal the Son of Man, the Son of Man is a prophet himself. He won't take an ordinary man to do that. So that puts our head in a special condition, where we have a lot of scriptures to be fulfilled. A lot of scripture pointing to us that the man that is going to carry the ministry of the Son of Man. Yes, will be a Son of Man. Which is Willem Abraham. And because he is a Son of Man too, a prophet. In the Bible, Son of Man is referred to as a prophet. Yes, you remember the book of Ezekiel.
Yeah.
And so, the prophet told us that for the Son of Man to be revealed, it takes a prophet. So that is why God has arranged his program in a way that, because the Gentiles did not benefit from what Jesus came to do in the first, when he came in his as a Son of Man. Yes. He does not discern the thoughts of the hearts of the Gentiles. He only did it to the Jews and to the Samaritans. And that is why he promised the Gentile that when the Son of Man is revealed in Luke chapter
17:30.
And God put a lot of scriptures in there to be fulfilled. Praise be to our God. Alright. We all know as Christians that God swore to David that he will He will that to David that he will raise up Christ to sit on his throne. We know that will be in the millennium. Yes. Yeah, I don't want us to spend more time on that. Yeah, let's just move forward. We want to look at the beast and the horse rider. Yes. Now, the beast that announced. That announced as we read in Revelation chapter 1. Can you give us the display before we move forward? Revelation chapter 6. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals. And I heard as it were the noise of a thunder. This thing is not complete. Yeah. I heard as it were the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts say, come and see. One of the four beasts says, come and see. These four beasts, we have gone through them before in the past. Yeah, the prophet told us that these are the beasts that have the face of a lion. The one with the face of a calf or an ox. One with the face of a man. And then one with the face of an eagle. Let's give us the chart. Let's follow the chart here. We want to talk about them. Is it clear at the back? Thank you. Yeah, this lion, the ox, the man, and the eagle. Those are the faces that the beast that announced the opening of the first four seals carried.
You receive Oju awon eda laye to kede awon edidi ti won ni
the first four seals.
Edidi merin akoko.
Yes. These four beasts did not announce all the seven seals.
Awon eda laye merin won o kede edidi merin.
Mejeje. There are seven seals.
Edidi meje lo wa.
I want you to get that.
That
is why we design it this way. So that you can understand. The lion, the beast with the face of a lion, was the one that announced the white horse rider. Are you there?
So you
are. The beast with the face of an ox was one that announced the red horse rider in the second seal. The beast with the face of a man announced the black horse rider. Yes. And then the beast with the face of an eagle announced the pale horse rider.
That only Oju bi ti eye di olokede esin to jo alaran mo alawo mo.
Yes. The pale color is the combination of the first three colors.
Esin alamura moda yi o lo pa awon color meteta lo pa won po.
White
funfun
plus red
pelu pupa
plus black. Give us pale. All the evil combined here. Now, what we are trying to clear here is that the four living creatures operated within the church ages. And the first four seals pertain to the seven ages.
Oni se pelu sa igbajo meje.
I want you to follow very close.
E fokan ba wa lo lori eleyi.
There are seven seals.
Edidi meje lo wa.
Fifth seal.
Edidi karo.
Sixth seal.
Edidi kefa.
The seventh seal.
Edidi keje.
Don't have anything to do with the seven churches.
Oni kankan se
pelu ita ito meje. They are not going to happen within the seven or ages. Seven ages.
Oni waye ni akoko igba ijo meje.
Are you with me?
Show ye wa.
Now we are talking about this. Remember, they have been opened.
There
are events that took place on the heart on religious realm.
Yes,
that's to do with religion. Are you with me? That's why the prophet said that he carried the symbol of a church. What we read in the Sunday school. Yes. So this picture you see, you can see that there are seven angel messengers. You can see four horse riders spread across. So how do they operate? The white horse rider operated covered the first three ages. Yes, the first three church ages. Ephesian church age, Smyrna church age, Pergamon church
age.
That is when he rode his horse through these three ages. That was first seal. The second seal was in the Thyatiran church age. Only. And then the black horse rider covered two ages. The fifth and the sixth. As we have it here. Okay. As we have it there. Do we need some more clarification? If you want me to repeat it again, raise your hand. We are here together.
Okay.
All right, pay attention. God bless you. Because we are here to understand.
Is
by revelation. But at least we need to understand what we are talking about. We are saying that there are seven ages. Maybe it is what is on the board that is too difficult for people to understand. It looks, academical. Yeah, and so we are saying that Bra Paul,
and so we are Paul,
we are saying that Irenaeus,
and so
we are saying that Columbus,
and so Columbus,
that is Ephesian church in Jabi,
Paul,
this is Smyrna, Martins, and then we have Columbus, then we have Martin Luther. Then we have Wesley. Then we have William Marion Branham.
KJ.
We are saying that Smyrna, Philadelphia, Thyatira, and then we have Sardis. Then we have Philadelphia. Then we have
Laodicea.
And we are saying that what the prophet taught us, this revelation didn't start in the first church age. What I'm talking about here was not opened in the first church age. In the first seal. In the second seal, in the third and fourth seal. It was in the fifth seal that this revelation came out when he began to talk about the messengers. Are you with me? But there is need for us to talk about them now so that we can follow. Because they have already been revealed. So there is no need of waiting until we get to the fifth seal before we talk about them. So the understanding of this, the spreading, the operational duration of this white horse rider, of this red horse rider, of this black horse rider, of the pale horse rider, is very important. Alright, so we now see from what the prophet taught us that in the age of Bra Paul, In the age of Irenaeus, in the age of Matthias, that was when the white horse rider covered. And then the beast that announced it was the lion that announced it. So for three ages, so for this age, which is great tribulation period, dark age. So it was red horse rider. It was the beast with the face of ox that announced the red horse rider. And then in this age of Sardis and Philadelphia, the rider was black horse rider. So the beast that announced it was the beast with the face of a man. For the two ages, we will understand as we go forward. And then in this last now, which is the pale horse rider,
yes,
the beast that announced it was the beast with the face of an eagle. Are you getting me now? Yes. Now, it is necessary for us to understand this arrangement, because God Almighty knew that this horse rider was going to come. Yes. And he was going to do havoc. And then God will have to raise a standard to meet that horse rider, white horse rider. So who is this white horse rider? Who is this white horse rider? We will continue with this as we go into the
series,
having established this. Now, let me also go forward to say this. The prophet, when he was teaching us on the other tribal order of movement of the Israelites in the wilderness.
Bi awon eya Israeli se
mejila to se rin ninu ajiju,
mo se rin lowo won
ninu ajiju. How they moved,
bi won se rin,
God gave them that instruction in Numbers chapter 2.
Olorun fun won ni itoni yi ni iwe Numeri ori keji.
Yes, the tribe that will gather on the eastern side,
eya ti o duro si,
the tribe that will gather on the southern side,
eya ti o duro,
the tribe that will gather on the western side, this one that will gather on the northern side. There are 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
Eya mejila ni awon omo Israeli
je. So 12 divided by 4,
ta ba pin mejila si
merin, we give you 3.
Yo fun wa ni eya meta,
so 3 tribes on one side, 3 tribes on one side, 3 tribes on one side, 3 tribes on one side,
meta ni igun kan, meta ni igun kan, meta
ni igun kan. Are headed by each tribe. Yes. And each of these tribes that are headed the set had a symbol that they carry. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
On the eastern side was Judah.
He headed
the people on the east.
Judah,
on the eastern side. He was the head of the three tribes. Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. Yeah. Well, is it too clear for you to see? Can you use the cursor to point to something?
Go back there.
If you put it at Judah, forget about the number 74,000. Don't bother yourself about that. I have done some modification on that, so I have it here. Now, that's Judah. That is the eastern side. Point to the east there, below. Just put it on top of it. That's the eastern side. This side is the east. This is west. This is north. This is south. The upper part is the north. You see the north there. That north is supposed to be up here. Bring it on top. Bring it on top of camp of Dan. Yes, that's the north.
Okay.
But you know, in the way they designed it, it was not well placed. Then the southern side is below. camp of Gad, Simeon, and Reuben.
The
camp of West. West there. You have Ephraim, Manasseh, and Benjamin.
So,
Judah on the eastern side, Judah was the head of the three tribes. He has an emblem. That was lion. Are you with me? Then on the southern side, yes, Reuben was the head of the tribe. It was man, man's face. Are you with me? Then on the western side, you have Ephraim as the head. And his emblem is ox. And then on the northern side, you have Dan, Asher and Naphtali.
Niti Ariwa, Anidani, Asher ati Naphtali.
His emblem, which is Dan.
Awuran
the emblem of Dan is eagle.
Ojeti oju eyeji.
Praise be to God.
Enyoluwa.
The prophet said, these four living creatures.
Woli ni awon eda laye mereni won.
God represented them in the wilderness.
Olorun fi won han ni agiju.
The prophet said they were his strong guard in heaven.
Won si je awon eda ti sho ite Olorun Olorun.
And then on the half here.
Lori ile aye yi.
God also represented them with the, to protect the tabernacle that he has Moses to protect. That Moses should prepare. Look at the tabernacle in the center. You have the Levites also surrounding the tabernacle in the center. Are you getting me now? Because they will of necessity carry certain things. They are the one that will collapse the tent. So as the one moving in the front, Judah and the group will move first.
Judah,
the other one at the back, the west, the north, the south. They will follow. That's how they were moving. That's how they were moving in the wilderness. Until God stopped them. They were walking in orderliness. The prophet said, who is going to come and tamper with the tabernacle? Because the tabernacle is guarded. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The prophet said these four living creatures were throne guards guiding the throne of God. And if we go further on this, in the New Testament too, there is the guard of the word of God that is given to us today. Praise be to God. As we have this same pattern, that is what the four gospels also do to the book of Acts. Praise be to God. So, which of the gospels? Matthew is on the eastern side.
Matthew lo wa ni laorun.
And then you have Mark on the southern side.
Marku ni lagusu.
Then you have Luke on the western side.
Ani gusu ni iworun.
Then you have John on the northern side.
Ani Johanu ni ariwa o.
Still carrying the emblem.
Ti won si mu asia won sibe.
Matthew was the lion.
Matthew, she je
Mark was the man.
Mark
Luke
inyon.
Was the ox.
Luke jeti
while
she,
John was the eagle.
Johannu si jeti oju
enyon. Protecting the book of Acts.
Lati ma dabobo ishe awon apostoli.
Praise be to God.
Enyoluwa.
So that nobody tampers with the truth.
Keni ma ba fowoko otito oro Olorun.
Hallelujah.
Enyoluwa.
So we're talking about the beasts.
All
right. The prophet said, you know what the beasts were? Paragraph 142. 161. You know what the beasts were? We have taken them. We've taken them. I think
tell
one like a lion.
It can be a
kinion. One like a calf.
It can be a mamalu.
One like a man.
It can be a genion.
And one like an eagle.
It can be a yeji.
Now, first beast. Watch. Each time there is a different beast.
ìyàtọ̀ wà láàrin àwọn ẹ̀dá àlàyé yìí.
Yes, in the announcement of the seals.
Nínú ìkéde àwọn ìdìdí yìí.
Yes. Till them four horse riders pass.
Títí tí àwọn agẹṣin mẹ́rin fi ré kọjá lọ.
Yes. One beast announced the coming of the first beast. Then the other one had
not,
as I place it on the board.
Mi, yo kede
there are four beasts.
Mi, lo
and there are four horse riders.
Mi, lo si wa.
Can you display it once again for us? There are four beasts.
Four
living
mi,
creatures.
Mi,
lion, ox, man, eagle.
Kini un, malu, oju eni ate yeji.
Then four horse riders.
Mi, no.
White horse rider. Red horse rider,
Shinkupa,
black horse rider, pale horse rider.
Shin barabara.
The prophet said,
Wuli,
by the time the white horse rider started riding, because he was set out to do a book, the prophet said, the anointing
that God
sent out
to
go and combat the white horse rider
with
the anointing of lion. That anointing of lion operated within the three
ages.
The age of Ephesus, Smyrna, and Pergamum. Praise be to God. That's when the prophet read in the Bible, Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19.
Isaiah, ori kokondini ogota ese
19. That when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against it. Praise be to God. Notice each of them beast announced. Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. Do you see it?
Everybody.
The prophet is still relating the beast with the four gospels. The throne guards. Are you there? Oh, sweet.
Glory.
Glory be to God.
Eyin Oluwa.
Well, let's go on. If you don't understand, just raise your hand.
So ba loye na wa soke.
Because there is need for us to understand this first seal. Once we get this first seal, the remaining seals will come, because the second seal will be built on the first seal.
Aba ti loye didi akoko ori re la o ko la o gbe didi keji ni.
Amen.
Amen.
You know God did not do it that, okay, let me go and open the second seal before the first seal.
Olorun so pe ko kokko lo se didi keji ko to wa se didi akoko.
Is that?
Rara.
Yes. All right. So let me repeat paragraph 162. Notice each one of them beasts.
Yesi kan ninu awon eda laye yi.
Okay, let me take it from 161.
Lati 161 bye.
So that we flow together. You know what beast were.
We are
taking them.
One
like a horse. Yes. One like a calf.
And
one like a man. And one like an eagle. The beast had the faces. If you go to Isaiah chapter 6, you will see
that.
If you go to Ezekiel, you will see that. If you go to Revelation, you see
that.
Are you getting that?
Yeah.
There's a place where the prophet really talk about it. So I just speak from those things to speak there. So, one like the face of an eagle. Now, watch each time there is a different beast. Yeah. Till them four beasts. Four horse riders pass. There are four beasts. And there are four horse riders. Notice each of them beast announced. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
We are going to get back in and proof with one. Matthew, Mark.
Matthew,
Luke and John.
Mark, Luke, and
each one as they went. One of the beasts saying, come, see. He had the noise of a thunder. And one of the beasts said, now come and see. In other words, here stands the Lamb. And John standing out there watching it happen. The Lamb come up from the throne like he had been slain.
lórí ìtẹ́
bí ẹni tí a ti pa.
Bí ẹni tí a ti pa.
Blood all over him.
Ẹ̀jẹ̀ ní gbogbo ojú gbogbo ara rẹ̀.
He was the one that was found worthy.
Ó ní ẹni tí a
rí tó jẹ́.
Ó ní olùràpadà.
And when he reached over and took the book.
Nígbà tó sì gba ìwé yìí.
Then everything began to shouting.
Ó ń gbogbo bẹ̀rẹ̀
sí pariwo. And screaming and carrying on, you see.
Ó sì pariwo.
Because they know redemption was paid for.
Nítorí pé a ti san gbèsè ìràpadà.
Now he had come to claim his own.
Ó wá láti wá.
So he takes the book.
Ó mú ìwé náà.
Ó gba ìwé náà.
Ó gba ìwé náà.
Stands out there before John.
Ó sì dúró níwájú Jọ́hánù.
And he pulls it back.
Ó sì ṣí ìwé náà.
And breaks the seal.
Ó já ìdìdí rẹ̀.
Pull the seal down.
Ó já ìdìdí.
And when he pulled the seal down.
Nígbà tó sì ṣí.
A thunder clap.
Ara kan dún.
Through the place.
Ní gbogbo ibẹ̀.
And when a thunder clap.
Nígbà tí ara yìí dún.
No doubt John might have jumped up in the air. When the thunder clap.
Jọ́hánù yóò ti fò sókè.
And when one of the four beings said.
Nígbà tí kan náà àwọn
ẹ̀dá àlàyé wípé. Now come see what it is.
Wá wo ohun tó jẹ́.
What's revealed beneath here?
Kí ni tó wà ń bẹ̀.
Oh man, John wrote what John was commanded to write what he saw.
A ti sọ fún Jọ́hánù láti kọ́ ohun tó bá rí àti tó bá gbọ́.
So John goes to see what it was.
Jọ́hánù wa lọ rí kó wo ohun tó jẹ́.
John goes to see what the thunder said.
Jọ́hánù lọ wo ohun tí ara yìí sọ.
It is then that this creature told John.
Nígbà náà ni ẹ̀dá àlàyé yìí wá sọ fún Jọ́hánù.
Come see what the mystery is under the first seal.
Wá wo ohun tí ìjìnlẹ̀ ara yìí jẹ́.
Yes.
Ní èdìdì àìdí ìdí àkọ́kọ́.
The thunder.
Ara
the
no.
Voice of the creator assorted it.
Ohun adeda o ti kede.
Now he ought to know what is there.
O
see.
O mo to wa be.
My think now. He wrote this.
Ero bayi ero wo o ko.
But when he started to write those other seven thunders.
Ko awon ara mejeje.
He said don't write it.
O ni ma ko.
He had been commissioned to write everything he saw.
Ati koko so pe ko ko gbogbo to ba ri.
But when these seven thunders over in Revelation chapter 10 utter. He said, don't write them at all. They are mysteries. We don't know what they are yet. But my opinion, they will be revealed right away. And when it does, it will give faith for that rapturing grace, for that church to move out.
Praise
be to God. It will give rapturing faith. That is why it is important. Because the true word of God, the mind of God, the program of as far as the program of redemption is concerned, is locked up under this. To some people, it might not be significant. But every detail of it corrected what needed to be corrected in the past preachings of the prophets. Yes. In the thing that he has preached. Yes. Taking from here, from there. This seals. The revelation of this
seals.
Corrected them. That's why the prophet could tell us that the Bible has become a new book. Because God's mind has been made known unto us. On what we are to do. What we are not to do. And when God's mind is made known to us. On what we are to do. The way to obtain eternal life. Then it becomes very simple for us. Praise be to God. All right. Let's not spend too much time on that. The thunder uttered their voices. The prophet said, paragraph 170, they never utter for nothing, remember. Remember, like the little drop of ink, everything has a purpose.
Order.
A little drop of him. Everything purpose. Everything is for a cause. Notice the creator utters. And he had this voice. And he went to see. But now the Lamb is showing John the symbol of a church scripture. Symbol.
Amijo.
Yes. Like for the church to know what to write.
He just showed him, see? Don't tell this. Just what it is. Don't go down, John, and say, now, this is just what this is. Of what is under this seventh seal. I want you to watch that. God, that was why he was told not to write. But seal it up. He said, write it not. I want you to follow that very close. And I want you to understand. He was being shown what to write for the church to know what to write. He just showed him, say, now, don't tell this. Just what it is. Don't go down, John, and say, now, this is just what this is. Of what is under this seventh seal. Don't go down and tell that. For if I tell John that, then all down through the age, the whole plan will be broken. God kept it as a secret. That was why they were, those why the voice of the thunder, the seven thunder uttered their voices. What they uttered had message, had information. And if John should write those things, he was commanded, don't write it. Just seal it. But it will be known when the seventh messenger will begin to sound. See, it's coming. No, sorry. It's coming. See, it's just one. It's coming. He said now, and anybody is going to know. So no. Now, that's what you do. Write it to the church ages and send to the seven churches. That one John was given in Revelation chapter 1. Whatever you see, whatever you hear, write them and send to the seven churches that are churches in Ephesus, in Smyrna, in Pergamos, in Sardis, and in Laodicea. He was to write it. Please, in the course of preaching, if you are lost along the way, raise your hand. Raise your hand. We are not, of course, we are pressed for time, but we will not stand at a disadvantaged position. Yes, we have to get the blessing from it. So if you are confused at the point, just raise your hand. But be sure that you follow very closely. God bless you. So now what you're supposed to do, write it to the church ages. Write what you see of these seven golden candlesticks at the beginning. Write to this church, and tell them, all right. And the thunder went forth. Went off. John knew it was the voice of God. And then the lion-like creature said, come see what it was. And John went forth now with his pen to write what he was going to see. Now, he never saw exactly what it was. Are you there? Yeah, he didn't see what it was. He didn't see exactly what it was. He never understood it. But what he saw was what God was sending to the church for a time. He always does. He makes it plain when it is time to make it plain. But he didn't make it plain then. Why? Because he was going to keep it a secret until the last day. And the sending of the last angel's message was to gather all this mystery. See? So he didn't make it clear. He didn't make it clear. Yeah, but John was, but what John saw, he just saw a white horse go out. That one he saw, and he wrote it, a white horse. When the seal was opened, when the lamb, you will see that he said, when the lamb opened the first seal. So it was the lamb that opened the seal. Praise be to God. So it's not man. So it has to be the lamb that will open it in the time that he promised we open it. Hallelujah. So that is why we know this God has been faithful to the rest of the promises up to that point. Will he not be faithful there? Oh, knowing fully well that the redemption of the entire creation is hanging on that. If we are not made perfect, those who are gone cannot be made perfect. And this is for our perfection. So is God is under obligation to bring the promise to pass. So he promised to open the seal. And he did. In Revelation chapter 7, the book was opened in his hand. Give us the scroll. The scroll. The diagram of the scroll. Well, I try to get the best diagram that will explain how the scroll will be opened. I struggled, search everywhere. This is the best I could get. The closest to the scroll. So I look at the way the prophet described it. Then I look at the one. I couldn't have a conception of the way it looked like. But when I got a place where the prophet described that, you take a paper like this, you roll it, you seal it, you put another one around it, you roll it and seal it. Then I saw that this is very, very close to it. Praise be to God. This is the first seal. Look at the seal on it. It's written without and within. Sealed. Can you see? It's sealed. The lamb must break the seal. Nobody is worthy to touch this. It's only the lamb. Because he has to shed his blood. To be qualified to do that. Yeah, he must pay the price. Because in taking this book, which is the book of life, the Bible, praise be to God. That's the Bible. The book of redemption. The book of life. The prophet said, when Adam exchange wisdom for this book of life, when we took knowledge from Satan, through Eve, his wife, rather than staying with God and say, well, if you have done that, I'm not going to do that. But he took side with his wife, which the prophet told us that he was playing the part of a redeemer, which Jesus Christ took that part today. But the difference between the first Adam and the second Adam is that the second Adam did not partake of the sin of the second Adam. Yes. The first Adam partook of the sin of his wife. But Christ being our Redeemer, he can't partake of that. Now, before we go further on that, when we look at, I was trying to, I don't know where I discussed about that. I don't know whether it was even here or when it was talking about the conception of Christ. Now, let's look at this very closely. It was my daughter that was asking me yesterday. And the questions he asked, I tried to explain, and there I got the perfect link of that. Though I have that understanding before. A theologian was preaching.
And he talked about Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ is the only human being that did not have Y chromosome.
Oni Jesu nikan ni eda laye ti o ni chromosome funfun
that comes from the male.
To man ti odo akowa.
He said he has X chromosome.
Oni Jesu ni X chromosome to man ti odo obirin nikan
wa. I said that's wrong.
Oni eleyi kuna.
That's contrary to the scripture.
So ku so ni o Lord is iwe mimo.
If Jesus had the X chromosome,
ti Jesu ba ni chromosome X,
then he was a sinner.
Nigba na eleshe ni,
he won't be qualified
to
be our King's marriage.
Because
he will be born. It means that there was actually sexual intercourse between Joseph and Mary.
Sorry for
that word. I didn't know how it came out of my mouth. Just bear with me. Okay? And for better understanding, you take that between a man and a woman. For what comes from the man to come to the womb of the woman. You get it?
Everybody.
So from the woman, that of the man will come and meet that of the woman. And then something forms in the womb of the woman. What comes from the woman and what comes from the man meet at the point. And then the tale of this one cuts off. Biologically, some of us do biology. We know what we are saying. And then a child begins to form. Because the woman contributed her head, the man contributed his own garment. Praise be to God. But in the case of Christ, here is the womb of Mary. If the body of Jesus had X
chromosome,
it means that Mary we have to go through sensation.
Maria ni sojiki ara,
and that comes by sex.
So
that before what was in her to meet with what comes from woman to be released.
Ni X chromosome.
Are you getting me now? What that theologian was describing was that God created Y chromosome, what come from the man, and put it to come and join with Mary's end. That was his theology.
No,
so the child that will be born like
Maria,
we of course it can't happen. It cannot happen lie.
Rara,
I say it lie.
It's
contrary to the promise of Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14. It's contrary. That's theology. But what actually happened? There's something they call IVF today.
IVF loni.
Anybody who understands IVF,
then
I went to study the placenta that is in the mother connecting to the baby. It is through the umbilical cord that the child feeds from the mother. Are you getting me now? Then I went to study about the type of blood that is in the umbilical cord. The mother's blood is not in the umbilical cord. Are you with me? The mother's blood is not in the umbilical cord. It's just a means of feeding the baby. Oh, glory to God. God is the pastor, master, planner. He knew that what he was going to do to give us a King's man redeemer. He was going to need a woman as incubator. And for the baby to survive, He God designed it in a way, being the creator. He designed it in a way that even with the placenta connecting the woman and the baby together,
The blood of woman will not transfuse to the body of the baby.
Yeah, yeah, ko ni ni kankan se pelu omo, ko ni san sara omo na.
Hallelujah.
Ogo ni foruko Oluwa.
God created.
Olorun da.
The garment of the man.
O ge ati omo.
He created.
O da.
That will come from the woman.
Ni to tara obirin
jade. And he brought them together and put them in the womb of Mary.
O si fi sile omo yi.
Put them in the womb of Mary.
O fi won si ile omo Maria.
And the zeal of the Lord.
Da emi Olorun.
Saw to the growth of it.
Olorun si ri to se be.
And when that happened, the baby was forming
in it.
And that's why Hebrews chapter 11 tells us,
a
body had not prepared me. A body had not prepared me. That is the body that we call Jesus. That is meant for our redemption. Oh, you can see how the world has missed it. How every other religion, they have missed it. Oh, no one I just said, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, nobody comes to the Father but by me. It's me. Because it's the kinsman redeemer to the entire human race. It's the kinsman redeemer to Adam and Eve. To Abraham. To Job. Oh, that's why Job said, I know my Redeemer.
Oh,
glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And Yoluwa.
Now, looking at the IVF.
Our IVF.
Then I began to look at it because my daughter asked me, what about the IVF?
Oh, ma, bini, wa, bini, kwe, po, ni, si, ikbe, ka, le, IVF.
Then I was telling her, I said, the
IVF
is a way to help a woman who cannot carry pregnancy successfully to birth, who has been having miscarriage. Yes. That's what IVF is for. Am I correct? So they will not look for a surrogate mother. Yes, a woman who is productive. I mean, who can carry the pregnancy to birth.
Oh, wow, Barry.
Yes, so that the pregnancy will develop unto maturity and they will deliver the baby.
So
they will take from the man, take from his wife, and plant it in the womb of this surrogate mother. Mr. A and Mrs. B.
Benny A. Ati yawo.
And then here is whether Miss or Mrs. Nobody.
Oh, wow, Benny, me. Gedegbe.
Well, this cannot be Mrs. Can't be a married woman.
Miss.
To go and be carry pregnancy for. It can be.
Okosile,
whoever, another woman.
Oh, Benny, me. Lawa lati gbe onu re.
Let's call it C.
Eja
pe ni. So the doctor, we take the garment from this man.
O gba oje latara okunrin.
We take the egg from this woman.
O gba eyin obirin
yawo. We put it in the womb of this woman, second woman.
Omidan miran yi.
This woman,
obirin yi omidan.
The surrogate mother.
O ni
olurawo. She has no contribution to the baby that is planted inside of her.
O to wa ninu re ko ni kankan to ni se pelu re.
He just for the baby to grow, create atmosphere for the baby to grow.
Won gbe sinu re ko le
daga. The baby grows.
And grows
to maturity. If she's able to deliver, it's safely fine. If not, operation will go to operation. And the baby is born. And then the owner of the baby. This woman has no claim over that child.
And
the mother. When they do maternity test, her blood is not there.
Taniya.
Is the mother from whom egg was taken? Because
it's
the X chromosome of that Mrs. B.
Chromosome X obirin yi.
And then chromosome, Y chromosome of Mr.
A,
the husband and wife, that are put in the womb of that woman. Praise be to God.
And you know,
but they usually do that with agreement. Yes. So, whatever the condition the surrogate woman gives them, if they are interested, they will abide by it. If you say that, well, I'm going to nurture this baby by myself, you know, whatever agreement,
you know.
Praise be to our God. So, that's what happened. So, the book that Adam lost in the Garden of Eden,
weti Adamu sonu nnu agba edeni
fell from his hands. The book of life was in his hand, but once he saved, the book fell from his hand. The prophet said, when the book fell from his hand, what the devil was targeting was that book. He wanted to grab it, then the original owner stepped out his hand and took the book. You, your dirty hand, you can't get a book. That is why the book was in the hand of he that sits upon the throne. Hallelujah. The dirty hand of the devil couldn't get it. So, but he waited for the Redeemer to come and open the seal, you know, so that the redemption program can be proclaimed. Praise be to God. Alright, let's move forward. You see how lengthy the seal is. We cannot jump on those things. And let's say, let us go to that seal. But we are coming there. We are very close there. By the grace of God. Alright, let's. John didn't say exactly what it was. Yeah, that's correct. We know all this. Okay. Now the prophet made us to know in paragraph 200. Okay, I think we have read it. We have read that. We are done with that. That's okay. Let's move on to the white horse rider. Paragraph 259. Paragraph
259.
Now, let's hurry up because we haven't got about 15 minutes yet. This thing that Abraham said, let us hurry up. That we haven't got about 15 minutes left. He still preached up to as much as half of what he has preached. You know? So, that's what I told you. The first thing is over 2 hours 48 minutes. Nearly 3 hours. So, let's hurry up. Now, what does this white horse mean? What does it mean? I've been so far off. Excuse me for getting off my subject. All right. It's the way the prophet took us. That's where we also went. Getting off my subject. But I will read the verse again. The two verses. And I saw when the Lamb had opened one of the seals. And I heard as it was the noise of a thunder. And one of the four beasts saying, come, see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse ride. That was John saw. Now, we are going to the second verse. A white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow. And the crown was given him. He didn't have it then. But it was given to him. And he went forth, conquering and to conquer. That's all of that. That's the scene. Now let's find the symbols. We find what the thunder means. That's perfectly, we know that.
See,
the thunder was the voice of God when the seal opened. Now, what does the white horse mean? Now, here is where the revelation comes. I am just as positive of this as I'm standing here, knowing this is the word. I've read every book on it I could find. The last time that I was trying to go through it, just teaching it about 30 years ago. You know, the prophet said about 20 years ago. Initially. 20 years or more. That's what it said. Somebody had told me that the Adventists are more light on the second coming of Christ than any people that they know.
So I found some of their good books to read it. I got Smith's book on Daniel of Revelation. And he said this white horse rider that went forth was white. This is not the revelation God gave to the prophet. These are the things that the theologian said. Said, and he said this white horse that went forth was white. And it symbolized a conqueror. And in this conquering, many of you Adventist brethren here know the book. Many of you, others also, by reading it, and others. I read two or three. I read and I can't call. There are two more books I read. And both men agreed that that was right. Now, they were fine teachers. Supposed to be some of the best with the best light. Yes, so I thought, well, if I don't know, I will just say what they said. Try to teach it that way. They gave a very good explanation of it. What it really means. Yes. And they said, now, here is a white horse. And a white horse is a power, a charger. And said, the man that sits on that, the white horse, was the Holy Spirit that went forth in the early age and conquered that age for the kingdom of God. He had a bow in his hand, which meant like Cupid, he shot the arrows of love into the hearts of the people, the love of God, and he conquered. Now that sounds very good, but it isn't the truth. No, sir. Yeah. It wasn't. White does mean righteousness. We realize that. That white means righteousness. That teacher, the teachers taught it. That it was the Holy Spirit conquering in the first age. But my revelation by the Spirit is not that way. My revelation by the Holy Spirit is Christ and the Holy Spirit is the same person. I want you to follow the interpretation now. They are saying that the white horse rider is the Holy Spirit, which makes it different from Christ. They are theologians. The prophet said, my revelation by the Spirit is not that. So what the Spirit reveals to the prophet is that Christ and the Holy Spirit in the self-same person. When you look up the meaning self-same, because initially I was thinking that it was not a good grammar to say self-same. No, initially. So then I went to look at it. I did not expect to see self-same. Yeah, is the meaning. Dictionary meaning of self-same. The self-same. And the prophet used it exactly like that. Because the English says, chiefly preceded by the article D.
Article D is wajure.
And if you see there, the prophet used that article there.
Woli lo article yimbe,
my revelation by the Holy Spirit is Christ and the Holy Spirit is the self-same.
If he hunt him up, ba, lo wo e, me mani wipe,
Yes, it says that only
Christy
ati emi mimo
enikan soso
na ni.
Look at what session means there.
Is that,
the article D had to be added to it. Preceded by article D.
Precisely the same.
To tumo si pe nisan ikan na ni.
The very same.
Ikana.
That's another meaning. The same not only in being similar, but in being identical. You see? The precisely the same person or thing. So it's not different. He said the prophet said it's the same person. Only in a different form. We said that Christ was an actor. On Wednesday. Is that not? He acted as son of man. As son of God. And he's going to be a son of David. Isn't it? He was the great Jehovah, the Spirit.
He's
the one that is the pillar of fire. You get it?
Everybody.
He is acting. The
prophet
said God acted in the three dispensations that he deal with human salvation.
He was
above us in the fatherhood. With us in the son. Sonship. And then in with us. Yes, walking with us. God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. In the flesh. And then from there, he turns back to the pillar of fire, to the great spirit. God in us. It's the same God. That's why the prophet said, only in different forms. In the form of the Father,
it's
the same person. That same person condescended to become the Son. That same Son, which was the condescension of the Father, also changed back to the Spirit. And you got him now. It's the same. The prophet said a single person can act different characters. Yeah, in drama, you will see. So, the prophet said it's the same thing. So, here stands Christ, the Lamb. Do you understand that? Christ is the one that is standing. And here was the white horse rider riding and going. He couldn't be Christ. Christ standing here. He couldn't be Christ riding. Are you there? Alright. The Christ, we know. Here stands Christ, the Lamb. We know he was the Lamb. He was standing here with the books in his hand. And here goes the white horse riders.
So,
it wasn't the Holy Spirit. No, that is one of the mystery of the last days. How that Christ can be the three persons in one, it is not three different persons. Yes, that's correct. It's not three different persons. People. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost being three gods, as the Trinitarians try to tell us it is.
It's
the three manifestation of the same person. And the problem you might call it office. And he said, well, if you call it office, the minister will criticize
you.
Yeah, and so how could Christ be out there? 270. How could Christ be out there, the white horse, conquering and standing here with a book in his hand? It isn't Christ. Notice now, the Holy Spirit in the revelation and Christ. The Holy Spirit is Christ in another form.
Right.
Yeah, notice it is the Lamb that opened the books. And the Lamb is Christ. And Christ is not seen anymore from there. But he is seen in the book of Revelation, the 19th chapter. Coming in a white horse. Then who is this white horse rider?
If he's riding a white horse,
and
Christ is also going to come with a white horse,
who is it?
If you would like to read it, let's turn to Revelation chapter 19.
Yeah, verse 11.
Let's follow what we have here. And just read it right quick now while we are. We got, and I saw heaven open. Behold a white horse. Not on the earth. In heaven. This one was riding his own white horse on the earth. You see? In heaven. He that sat on him was called faithful. True. In righteousness does he judge and make war. His eyes were like the flames of fire. And on his head was many, were many crowns.
You
look at the diadem.
Adewari.
Adewari. Beautiful crown.
Adewari.
And he had a name written
that
no man know but himself.
The
prophet said he will that he could spend more time on that. Let's go on. 275. So nobody knows it. The name. Did you ever know that the name of Jehovah is not correct? Anybody knows. Dr. Vail, you know that's true. The translator could never translate it. It is spelled J-V-H-U. J-V-H-U.
J-V-H-U.
Yes. It isn't Jehovah.
E-U. Uh-huh. Jehovah.
They couldn't touch it. They don't know what it is. They only call it Jehovah. But it wasn't his name. You see it?
Anybody?
If you want to call that word J-V-H-U, try it.
It's
very difficult. Because of why? The consonant, no vowel in between them. And the last one, H, has consonant at the back. But it's not easy to be pronounced. You know? So, and they just talk about the name Jehovah. So look, every time a victory is won, or something goes on, a name is changed. Yeah, we know that. The name of Abraham was changed because the victory was won. Jacob's name was changed. Simon Peter's name was changed. Saul's name was changed from Saul to Paul. And then, of course, Jesus, his name also changed here. He had a change of name. He was given another name that only he knew. Look, so that settles that for us. So, the white horse rider, 287. 287. And notice, Christ is not seen anymore. As we read in Revelation chapter 19. From chapter 4. Yes, from chapter 4 of Revelation. The church goes. And Christ comes back with the bride. In Revelation chapter 19. So, Christ was not on the earth. After rapture has taken place. Until Revelation chapter 19. When millennium was will be here. The prophet is the revelation of the first is in progress.
So,
Christ is no more sick, but he is on a white horse. Who is this guy? Who is this guy riding a white horse? Sorry, I think I jumped something. Yeah, that's all right. I'm there. Yeah. And notice, let me repeat 287. And notice, Christ is not seen anymore. See, from the time there. But he is on a white horse. In Revelation chapter 19. So, if this guy is riding a white horse, he is only an impersonator of Christ. And an impersonator is with the motive of deceiving. So he's a deceiver. He's an unfaithful person. See, you get that? Notice, the rider on the white horse doesn't have any name. He might use two or three titles.
See?
But he hasn't got a name. He hasn't got any name. But Christ has a name. What is it? The word of God. That's what it is. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. And the word made flesh. See? The rider has no name. But Christ is called the word of God. That's what Christ is.
He's
called that. He's got a name that no man knows.
He's
called the word of God. This guy isn't called nothing.
See?
But he's on a white horse. The rider has no arrow for his bow. The white horse rider. The white horse rider. The one that doesn't have a bow. Does that one have a bow? Let's see it. Then that will not be a good one.
I guess you
fulfill. No. He doesn't have a bow. Oh, merciful God. But I thought I sent series of it to you. Sorry. Let me see if I could just give him something here. All the wonder.
You see, that is where it has to be a true revelation.
I want you to pay attention very
Farabale.
He does not have a arrow. He has a bow.
Only oru.
But he has no way. He has no arrow.
Shuboko ni ofa.
But the theologian that interpreted. They said that you are shooting the arrow of love into the heart of people. Where is the arrow there?
Si okan we niyan. Ko si ni ofa. Nibo ni ofa na wa.
You remember, it's a symbol. Every detail of the symbol will be interpreted. Are you with me? But theologians will overlook beyond, they are not prophets. You know, it's just like interpreting dreams too. It's a prophetic office. So that is why these people that are claiming to be what they are not, they are making life difficult for their people. Once I know that a man is not a vindicated prophet, I don't listen to you. I don't disturb myself. I'm telling you, I will not bother myself about
it.
Radio Nigeria, CNN can advertise you.
To ba wu ki Radio Nigeria abi ro CNN ile ise CNN kan kede re sagbaye.
We have the way we test true prophets.
Ba wa ni oro ti oro Olorun ti ko wa lati gbe se gbede kele
ilo woli. Let's continue.
E ja tesiwaju.
Oh, merciful God. The rider has no arrow for his bow.
Oni offer.
Just put the horse rider there. Let's manage that one. But he doesn't have an arrow. This one has an arrow. But that one does not have an arrow. The rider has no arrows for his bow. Did you notice? He had a bow, but there's nothing said about having any arrows. So he must be a bluffer. Yes. He's a bluff.
Oh, hale. Adanu lasani.
Well, I look at the bluffer also. It means to frighten or to deter with a false show or strength. The power that he didn't have, he will claim he has it. To frighten or deter with a false show of strength or confidence. To give a false impression of strength or temerity in order to intimidate and gain some advantage. So
it's
a bluffer. He got a bow, he got no arrow. He got a bow, but no arrow. He must be a bluffer. Is that not? Right. Maybe he's got a lot of thunder and no lightning. thunder ara
ti o si ina nu e ni idun ara ti o ni kankan ti o ni agbara kankan nu re
ti o si ina be
ti o si ina ninu re.
But you find that Christ had both lightning and thunder.
Be ri pe Christi o ni ara o si ni mona mona.
For out of his mouth goes a sharp two edged sword.
Latenu re ni aida oloju meji
jade. And he smite the nation with it.
O si kolu orilede pelu
re. This guy can smite nothing.
Ṣugbọn eni yi ko le kolu kankan.
But he's playing the part of a hypocrite.
Ṣugbọn o duro ni idu alagabagebe.
He's going forth riding on the white horse. Going out to conquer.
Fun lati ma jog lati ma segun.
Christ has a sharp sword.
But Christ ni ida.
And what? It comes from his mouth.
O si jade latenu
re. The living word. That's the word of God revealed to his servant. Like he said to Moses, go and stand there.
Moses, Lord, do you
and you hold that stick out yonder. Come for flies.
Papa ida ni ko pe awon eshi.
And there were flies. So, whatever he said, he done it. And it come to pass.
It's
living world. God and his word is the self same person. God is the world. Who is this mysterious rider of the first church then? Yeah. And the
truth.
Who is he? Let's think of it. Who is this mysterious rider that goes forth in the first church and ride plumb on unto eternity? Goes to the end. The second seed comes forth and goes on out into the end. The third seed comes forth and goes right on out into the fourth, to the head. Fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, every one of them. Once right up out here in the hand, and at the hand, this book that has been rolled up all this time with this mysterious in them, mysteries in them, is broken. Then out comes the mystery to see what it is. A white horse rider went out.
294.
See, who is he? He is mighty in his conquering power. He is great fellow in his conquering power. You want to tell me who is he? He is the Antichrist. Antichrist is Antichrist is the world.
Christ ni oro na.
The man will be anti-world.
Eni na yo je to taku oro Olorun.
Is the Antichrist. Exactly what he is.
Ohun to je niyan.
Now because you see, if an Antichrist, Jesus said that the two will be so close together until you will deceive the very elect. Mi
bejeji yo sumara titi ti o fi ta awon anyanfe to ba se se. To ba se se.
Antichrist, it is the Antichrist spirit.
Yo je mi asodi si Christ.
Praise be to God.
Eyin Oluwa.
The deed of Nicolaitan. Remember in the church ages, when we opened the first church age back there, in the exposition of the seven church ages, we find out that the Holy Spirit was against a certain thing they started in that church age. And that was called the deeds of the Nicolaitans. You remember? Nikao means to conquer. Leiti means the church. The leiti.
Leiti.
See? Nicolaitan. To conquer the laity. Take the Holy Spirit. They take the Holy Spirit out of the church. And give it all to one only man. Let him be the boss of all of it. You see? We have gone through that. Nicolaitan. Nicolaitan was a saying then in the first church age. In one church, it becomes a doctrine in the next church age. And in the third church age, it was a enforcement.
Yes.
And they had the Nicaea Council and then made a doctrine in the church. And what was the first thing that happened? An organization from it. Now, is that right? Tell me where the first organized church came from. Roman Catholic Church. Tell me if Revelation don't say in the book of Revelation chapter 17 that she was a whore and her daughters were allies. That is the same thing that organized with her.
Allies.
Yeah, the abomination, feediness of her fornication for doctrine, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men.
Now, what the prophet says here is that this man, that is the Antichrist, is at war. What he started doing in the church, he began to introduce things that are contrary to the word. You remember how Roman Catholic Church started? We've gone through the seven churches, but Brother Sam also went through it in details. So, you know, the believers that left Jerusalem because of persecution went to other towns, other places, and they gone to Rome. They started a church. And then, at the end of the persecution started again. They ran away from there. Before they ran, believers were already there. And at the end of the day, because of persecution, they left the place. When the persecution was over, the members that were there, that have not received eternal life. That is why Holy Ghost is so important. Because that is what keeps the church in continuity with the truth. Yes. That's why Jesus told the disciples, he said, tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power, and then you shall be witnesses unto me.
Oh.
Yeah. And so, when it was all over,
then
the members who were sent, who didn't know God, came back to the church. They began to do everything. They were doing things the way they knew how to do it, contrary to the first teaching they received. And then rich people from this Rome began to join them. They were placing their influence on them. That's how they began to introduce the doctrine, or I mean, the idolatry of Rome. Yeah, and that's where that thing started. That's just briefly. Because of this time, I will not be able to go deep on it. When the disciples came back and they saw them, they told them, no, these things are not right. And they pushed those people out and said, get away from here. Because the scholars, the rich, the religious people, the idolaters, they have already taken over the church. It was no longer the church of Jesus Christ. And that was the first church that organized in Rome. That is where Roman Catholic Church began. And that's what is talking about the teaching here. I mean, talking about the, yeah, which eventually become a teacher. They conquer the late. Not with the word. The prophet said, I believe in leadership. Only in the leadership of God, through the leadership of men, by the Holy Spirit. Yeah, that people who lead will follow the word of God to the letter. Where any leader uses his idea, uses his opinion, uses his interest, uses the way he feels the way it should be done, contrary to the statement of the word, contrary to what is being written, what has been given by revelation, the person has the spirit of
Nicolaitanism.
Yes. That person has the spirit of Nicolaitanism. And the church of Jesus cannot be under such. Because the church of Jesus was ruled by the Holy Spirit. Praise be to God. And so they were not ruling by the entire world. Remember, he's a deceiver. He didn't take the word of God away immediately.
He's
gradually one here, one there. One here, one there. And they wedged the power. And when they wedged the power, they changed the Bible from the hands of the people. And they gave them something else. Today, you cannot discuss with the Roman Catholic Church with this Bible. He won't talk. If you are saying things against Roman Catholic, we tell them that we have been asked not to commit what do they call it? Blasphemy against the church.
they said we have
been commanded not to commit blasphemy against the church.
You have interaction
with them, don't you?
To
say anything against the church, that what the church says is the final, not what the Bible says.
It's
what their church says. They don't care what this Bible says. They believe that the Roman Catholic Church is higher than this Bible. That's why they can tell you that the church can change the Bible.
Praise
be to God.
Hallelujah.
The prophet said, this man has no crown. Another revelation of it. He has no crown.
297.
Look, he started out to conquer. Notice, he has no crown. The white horse rider. I'm speaking of here. See? A bow and a crown was given to him afterwards. See, he had no crown to start with. But the crown was given him. Notice now, later he was given a crown. Yeah, three of them. Three on one. Ademeta. You know, the triple crown. It's a single one. Yes. You know? Three. That was 300 years later. And if you look at the church age, you will see where he was crowned. 300 years later. This is the first church age. 300 years later. That's in Pergamum. That is in between Smyrna and Pergamos. Robert, 300, because the church of Pergamum church started 316 to
397.
That is 316 AD.
Now
300 years later, when he started out, before he got the crown, when he got this crown now, then become the Pope.
No other Pope.
Now, further seeds will be giving us out more on that. So that was 300 years later at the Nicene Council. When he started out, a spirit of
Nicolaitan
that conquers the late. The late they don't have a voice. They cannot say anything about what they are doing. When they do what is wrong, you cannot talk.
Hey,
keep your mouth shut. This is what is it. This is what it is. The believer takes the word and you don't talk. When the word speaks, you keep quiet. Not when a man speaks. When a man speak, you can speak. But when the word speaks, you got no right to talk. Hallelujah. When the word speaks, it doesn't matter who stands here to re-echo the word. When that word goes forth, you keep quiet. You say amen to the word. But when the man speaks or acts out of that word, you got the voice to speak.
Yes.
Virtually, our action and reaction can be queries. Yes, this is the church of Jesus Christ that has been born by the world and been fed by the world. Everyone has a voice against what is not right, against what is contrary to the world. So that's why you don't wait for the ministers to be the one to address the preacher who comes and drops some things that are not scriptural. You must be well versed in the world. So the believers don't compromise. It is what the word says or nothing. Give them the word or keep quiet. Apply the word to action. Apply the word to this or do nothing. Press be to God. Beware anything like that happens. And what is not the word is being used to rule over the people. That's Nicolaitanism. That is why the spirit of that white horse rider in that person.
Ninu enino.
Press be to God.
Enyoluwa.
You remember? We are closing. Let me just conclude it here.
right? I don't want to leave anything for evening. But don't worry, in just a few minutes now. Notice, later he was given a crown, yeah, three of them.
Yeah.
When he started out, a spirit of Nicolaitan to form an organization among the people. Yes. And we talk about, she is a whore.
So we pay only a
girl. Yeah, and she has daughters.
So she near one more.
And the daughters are adults.
Manje panshaga.
They imbibe a doctrine. Organization.
Nicolaitan.
That is why it is the general overseer or the general superintendent or the vicar or whatever title they give the head of their organization. It is what he says is the final. Not what the Bible says. How can you go to denomination? How can you go under Nicolaitan spirit? Somebody that has conquered the congregation. They can come up and cook. That is why they can take this Bible. Look at what Smith, Dr. Smith of Seminary Adventist. Look at what he was teaching. That is his idea. His opinion. And they will surrender to it. We are not surrendering to Brabram's opinion because he told us his opinion was different from this. Yes. So his opinion, he threw it away. The idea of the people that he thought was right, he threw it away. When the truth came before him.
Hallelujah.
You remember Christ speaking back to the church, said, "Thou hast the deed of this Nicolaitan," which I also hate. They try to conquer. They take the Holy Spirit, just only one man. He takes the place of the Holy Spirit. He could forgive all the sins and everything. This is particularly talking about the Pope. And it couldn't be revealed to this last day. So today he is under the disguisement of a white horse. Thinking is Christ. People will think it's Christ. Because that white means righteousness. But it's not so.
He's
an impersonator. He's a deceiver. He's a bluffer. He has the spirit of Nicolaitan.
Alright,
let me get on the so he has no crown, but it was given to him later. But we are going to be the one to crown Christ.
You know?
So we are going to be the one to crown Christ.
Christ.
Yeah. And it is this same man that is going to destroy the people of Israel.
Yes.
During the Great Tribulation. The prophet brought that teaching here, Daniel chapter 9.
Daniel Ori Kesson.
He brought it here. And he talked about it. The 70 weeks, the last 7th week of Daniel. Yeah, Osemeje, yes. That last 7 weeks. 7 weeks. 7th week.
Yes.
And the 7 weeks means how many years?
Odumelo ni Osele Keje.
Me 7 years.
Meje.
Out of the last week, rather, last week, Jesus Christ had prophesied.
Jesus is sotele.
3.5 years out of it.
Ni odun meta atabo.
So it remains 3.5 years.
O wa ku odun meta atabo.
For the Jews.
Fun awon Jew.
Are you getting me now? For the Jew. That last 1 week that remains, Jesus Christ has prophesied for 3.5 years. And he left. At the age of 30, he started his ministry.
He
was crucified at 3.5 years. So he has prophesied for 3.5 years. Remaining 3.5 years for the Jews. 70 weeks of Daniel is for the Jews.
Yes.
70 weeks.
Ose meje adori ose
was for the Jews.
O wa fun awon Jew.
It was distributed. The event that will happen.
Isele to
but
shele.
The last week of it
ose to pari re
is what
Jesus Christ has taken part.
Only Jesus
to preach for 3.5 years. He remained 3.5 years. And 3.5 years will take place during the Great Tribulation. It is during that time that this very Pope we're talking about is going to make covenant with the Jews. Because U.S. will go busted.
U.S. Yeah.
With what is happening, they're already in debt before.
What you want to say now?
But with the money he's spending bombarding Iraq, he's going to seriously, he's going to go busted. And then you'll have to seek financial help. And that's when you turn to Rome. Because Rome and the Jews have the money. And then during that time, Roman Catholic Church will make alliance with the Jews, covenant with them. With flattery, with deception, he will deceive them. Oh, let us come together. We can do this together. We can do this together. By the time Jews will go into that covenant with him, by the time you then they see the agreement, then he will not reveal himself to them who he is. You will not face them.
You
will destroy them. And kill the 144,000 out of them. You will kill the 144,000
too. Yes.
144,000.
And by that
time, U.S. will not be the voice that will speak for the beast. The image of the beast will not come up. America that we see fighting the right of the people, that is fighting for us today, religious distinct. The prophet said, that little lamb that has two horns, the two horns are both ecclesiastic and political. That one for political is what he uses to fight for human rights. And that is what is acting presently. By the time it's time for him to fulfill the other horn of ecclesiastic, he's going to be the one. Look at the power that is wedging now, that nobody could challenge him. He's going to be worse than that. Because by that time, Roman Catholic Church will have conquered all religions of
the earth.
Don't fear Islam. They are not in prophets. They are not going to conquer the world. It is Rome. They are going to conquer. They will come under Rome. They will surrender under him. Don't see it, Abraham. He will bring them under. You know, he'll be good holding meetings with them. They will surrender their religion under him. Because it's their head. So by the time he does that, he will not show his true color. May the Lord be our head. Let's bow our heads.
We are
still coming in the table. Talk to the Lord. We have heard the joyful song.
As it bore only a year,
Jesus saves.
Jesus saves,
he delivers.
Jesus, oh, was on that to the sile.
Oh, yes. The heart of the gospel is moving. Let us come inside.
Oko hirere nkoja lo je ka wole wa o.
Talk to the Lord in your own way. Whatever your desire is, or whatever your desires are, you want the Lord to do for you during this special meeting. For you and for your children. For you and your husband. For you and your wife. For you and your household. Whatever God you want to do for you, physical, spiritual, healing and deliverance,
ask
the Lord. It's in the mainland.
It's
in the mainland. Yeah, he's going to answer you.
You sit down alone.
Ask the Lord to give you a wonderful testimony.
Ni o ki so fun Oluwa ko fun ni eri to je akanse. Eri iyanu.
God has gone forth unto us.
Olorun o ti oro Olorun ti jade si wa.
We come to church to check our souls.
Awa sile josin lati se ayewo kan wa.
The word of God's word.
Ninu digi oro Olorun.
If you are here this afternoon, it's already afternoon time.
To ba wa ni losan yi.
After you have heard the word of God.
Leyin to ti gbo oro Olorun.
And you see, still associate yourself. You still associate yourself.
To she sin darapo
with the people in this antichrist system.
Pelu awon eniyan to wa ninu agbekale asodi si Christi
yi. And you have the backbone of the Holy Spirit.
To wa ni igboya emi mimo.
To be to voice out.
Lati soro jade.
Where this person, where you are.
Pe iwo ibi to wa yi.
My error.
O wa ninu ikuna.
You are not in the will of God.
Oh, sinu lo ife Olorun.
It just flow with them like that.
Ṣugbọn to sha darapo to luwe pelu won.
There are people at the altar.
Awon eniyan wa ni bi pepe.
No one invited them.
Ko se to pe won.
Upon conviction.
Ṣugbọn da leri idaju okan won.
Maker.
Won wa ba eleda won.
If you are here this afternoon, you have never yet received that genuine Holy Ghost baptism that will make you to withstand the evil of this age.
You
raise up your hand. Almighty God, this solemn hour, Lord, after we have heard your word, this is not just for academic exercise. We thank you very much, O Lord, for the prophet you sent across our pathway in this evil generation that we are living in. We thank you very much, Lord, for the plan of salvation that was made known unto us in this our age. There could be no other better age that you could have revealed us here in this time, at this age that you are living in. We commit everyone into your almighty hands, realizing it is an individual you are dealing with. You're only dealing with the Jews as a nation, but you are dealing with the Gentiles as individuals. Whether man or woman, husband or wife, old or young, boy or girl, you are dealing with us as individual. Not collectively as friends, as husband and wife, but individual. We commit every soul here this day into your hands. May you be merciful. May you be gracious. Lord, if there be anyone here, apart from those that are at the altar, those in the audience, that their hands are raised up unto you, not unto man. Father, for that victory over the workings of the enemy, the baptism of the Holy Spirit to fill their soul, Lord, to be able to make them real conqueror in Christ Jesus. Lord, may you fill them, O Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let it be so, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Our Lord and our God, we pray, O Lord God Almighty, that you take this word and place it into the heart of every individual.
Amen.
grant the spirit of revelation.
Amen.
Oh, Father, that you bring forth, O Lord, a real testimony of the grace of God that has appeared unto others. Be appeared unto them, O Lord.
Amen.
Grant it in the name of Jesus. Our Father and our God, we thank you very much for your servant, O Lord, that you have wonderfully, graciously used Heavenly Father to address his needs in our soul. May you replenish him.
Amen.
Lord, may the labor of love not be in vain.
Amen.
We pray that the purpose of this service, these special meetings, may be accomplished in righteousness.
Amen.
To the glory and honor of your name.
Amen.
In all the ages that is gone by, you have never had, oh Lord our God, you have never lived yourself without a witness. Help us, oh Lord,
Amen.
To be the true living witness of the power of your resurrection.
Amen.
That this word of God, oh Lord our God, this revealed word of the hour, Lord, may you prepare us, oh Lord,
Amen.
With that rapturing faith for the come ongoing. Grant it, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Prepare him, Heavenly Father, for the next service ahead of him. And the other service ahead, O Lord, this week. Grant it, Heavenly Father,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, O Lord God Almighty, may this produce the very fruit of righteousness
Amen.
In the life of every individual.
Amen.
Those that have been filled, we pray for more refilling.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, for a life of better service.
Amen.
Grant it, Heavenly Father. Oh, Jesus, the sick in the soul, the sick in the body, may you touch them, O Lord.
Amen.
May you make them sound and perfectly whole
Amen.
To the glory and honor of your name. Help us, our Father. The little time before us, oh Lord, before we come back at 2 o'clock, help us to utilize it, O Lord, in the rightful way, Lord,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. May we continue to ponder over these things. When we sit upon them, O Lord, our God, have your way, Heavenly Father. The little time, O Lord, may we not waste it, Heavenly Father,
Amen.
Just talking, oh Lord, our God, things that are not profitable. Have your way, Father. We appreciate you. Thank you for the interpreter. Thank you very much for the entire workers, Heavenly Father, the pianist, O Lord, the organist, the drums, handlers, O Lord, our God, the computer operators, the engine operators. May you be their strength and help.
Amen.
Thank you for our deacons too. Thank you for our trustee. Thank you for our usher. We pray for more grace on my board. Have your way, Lord Jesus. We pray, O Lord, our God in heaven, in final service, Heavenly Father, will be glorious again, O Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, our Master.
Yes.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Those that are going for water baptism, Lord, by the time they will come out of water, may you fill them, O Lord,
Amen.
With the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you, our Master.
Blessed
be your name.
Hallelujah.
Those who will not have the opportunity, oh Lord, our God in heaven, to stay, we pray that you take them to our home safely.
Amen.
May they meditate upon these things, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Grant it to Lord our God.
Amen.
Blessed be your name forever.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray with faith and with all thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I don't know. Let me see. M 5:1.
Ori arun arun ati okan.
Oh yes. As I want to just mention that we have had a joyful sound. That's what we are going to sing. That's what I wrote down in my paper.
Ayo. Ori ti won ti ko tele na.
Yeah, with me. I'm going to sing it all. It has 1, 2, 3, 4 stanzas. But I want us to sing, meditating on this word for what Christ has done for us. This great plan of salvation that you and I were not left. God bless you.
Let's
sing joyfully. Jesus,
Yeah.